Obviously, awesome job by all your seniors on the girls' side and the entire girls' team. Won their fourth straight state title and wasn't able to be there, but saw some of the pictures and looked like you were very excited, and rightfully so, and kind of puts a cap on what's been a pretty fun 4 years for you all.
Yeah, those seniors definitely went out with a bang. What'd they win? Five of the eight individual events the seniors won, plus all three relays. To be honest, one of the biggest highlights was junior Erin Downey. I think she had an outstanding meet, almost broke a couple state records on her own. Unfortunately, she was running behind Kate Stewart. So we're looking for some amazing things from her coming up pretty soon.
And then, you know, you've got that senior class that we talked about before, and I'm sure that you felt like it was probably a fitting way for them to go out, and I know that those five girls have been a huge part of your program the last 4 years.
Yeah, we're going to miss them quite a bit, but like I said, Erin will be back. Hollis Gilbert wasn't able to compete this year because of injury, and she'll be back. Jean Harris comes back, Sydney Perry, freshman Ashton Ernest, Will Samwell for us, so I think we've got a good nucleus coming back, and hopefully the expectations and the level of performance standards set by those seniors that are departing will just continue to grow, and the new kids will come in and step up.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me into the next question I wanted to ask is you mentioned a lot of those girls and guys too, I guess, after last year's class that graduated that have come up behind them. And I would think that the leadership and the examples that they set will only help but, you know, kind of push the program forward in the next couple, 3 years.
So if it all works out by design, then yes, that's the way it should work. Each class builds on the one previous, and they all try and outdo each other and get better and better. So that's the goal. That's what we're trying to create.
On the guys' side, I know that you know, I think a lot of people kind of expected the girls to win, and they did, and kind of ran away with it. But I know there was some stuff up in the air with the boys, and it sounded like that was kind of a gritty effort for them to eke out that third place. What were your thoughts on their day on Saturday?
I was really, really proud of them, especially Friday night. I think the girls kind of came in and took care of business on Friday. It was kind of a ho-hum, low emotional thing, but the boys really stood up. They had their initial relay disqualified, which really put them in a big hole team-wise, team point-wise, and they really came back out and stormed to a strong preliminary session. So I thought their, I think your word grit, really showed through most of the season. We're going to have a lot of trouble replacing Lucas Reifers as our senior this year, but this is a good, strong nucleus of boys with a little bit of moxie to them. So I'm anxious to see what they do over the next 8 months in their off-season training. If they can have a really good summer, this could be a team that could make some noise next year.
And then I know that you kind of threw a few of those names out there on the girls' side, but if you could, a few of those girls that will recognize their names next year that were behind your five seniors, so we could kind of highlight some of them.
Well, I think there's five big ones. You're looking at Erin Downey, who, like I said, almost broke a couple state records herself this year as a junior. June Harris and Hollis Gilbert, those will be our three big seniors. Sid Perry will be a junior next year. And Ashton Ernest will be a sophomore next year. Those five will be the core nucleus that will be scoring a bunch of points, swimming on relays, things like that. On the guys' side, you're looking at Matt Perry and Gabe Rolfson will come back as juniors, or excuse me, come back as seniors next year. They were junior captains this year. Will Englehart will be a junior next year. He scored some significant points and played big roles in our relays this year. Colin Goddard and Preston Willis will both be sophomores next year. And Kyle Peterson, he really had a breakthrough year this year as a freshman. Came out of nowhere and ended up scoring points in the IM this year. So those are the guys that we're looking for to really make some core contributions to that team score.
And this is something I talk about with David Ayers every once in a while in cross country as well. But it kind of seems like with you all in swimming, obviously you lose the five seniors on the girls' side, and you mentioned Lucas on the guys as well. But the way you keep on winning state championships over and over and over again, or competing for them, is by kind of reloading and not rebuilding. And it appears that your program kind of getting to the level where some people step out and you got people right behind them, like you mentioned Aaron Downing, to step in, and you don't always lose a whole lot in between classes, despite how talented they might be.
That is the way it should be designed. Following through with that and actually putting it into practice is difficult at times. I know our middle school group right now has a lot of work to do. I think there's some neat families and some neat kids there, but they are behind. So I think the better job we do when we get them as first and second graders and really maturing them and bringing them along, cultivating them into this culture, that's the secret. If you don't start until you're a freshman, that makes it unbelievably difficult to truly be competitive at the highest levels.